Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, March 24th. Overnight trade, we have corn and wheat higher with soybeans continuing to liquidate and lower. Let's first take a look at corn. We have May up 5.25 cents at 637. That's about a dime off the overnight low, 627.5. December up 2.25 at 554.5, about a nickel off the overnight low. USDA announced another sale of corn to China this morning, 204,000 metric tons. Yesterday's exports, very strong, over 3 million metric tons. Obviously, a huge chunk of that were the sales to China. We have traded in the December in the last couple of days, got down under 550, within about 6-7 cents of the 542.75 low from last summer in that. So we'll see if we hold that as we head into spring, or if they want to take a run through those and see if there's any stops below the market. Taking a look at wheat, we have May Chicago up 20 cents at 682. That's about 26 cents off of an overnight low of 656.25. Kansas City May up 18.25 at 838. That's up about 24 cents off the overnight low of 814. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14.75, 856. That's about 20 off the overnight low. Now, there are rumors overnight, unconfirmed anonymous sources, et cetera, that Russia may want to halt wheat exports, thinking that wheat prices are too low. Maybe they have been a little bit too aggressive there in unloading their wheat to fund and get that hard cash in there for the war. But in any case, any sort of stoppage of Russian exports, one of the biggest wheat exporters in the world, is obviously friendly to the U.S. markets. And that's why we saw that jump in the wheat price about 6 a.m. this morning after trading steady overnight on that news. So we will have to see how that develops. Definitely you can trust what comes out of Russia. We've rallied in the wheat almost 50 cents in Kansas City in the last 3 days. So after turning around and getting short in the Kansas City, heavily short in Chicago wheat and short in the corn, having a turnaround like this could catch these people a bit off sides here. Wheat exports were not so great yesterday, obviously. So we will have to see how that develops. Taking a look at soybeans, May finished down 8.75 cents at 14.10 3/4, a nickel off of 14.05 low. November new crop down 2.75 cents at 12.55 1/4. We're looking at a low there going back to July 25th of last summer. The last summer low came in at 12.17 1/4. So in the range of the way these beans are trading lately, I think this is a 13th or 14th down day and low. Those targets are definitely within the sights. Not so great exports on the beans yesterday as well. Taking a look at outside markets overnight, another bit of a banking scare running through the markets. We've got the Dow down about 275 points right now. We're down almost 400 earlier. Crude oil lower as well overnight, down 173 at 68.23, and we're about a buck and a half off of earlier lows there, traded as low as 66.82, so seeing some weakness there. And the dollar trading up stronger here, 64 ticks at 102.85. That's all I have for this afternoon, or this morning rather. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.